When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
And today is the day that we do our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK. I'm going to start with one for you guys. That way you guys can get an idea how this thing works. So, all right. Let's just say that you have a partner in crime, a new partner, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather be with a slow talker, a slow walker, or a slow eater? Those are the options.
For me, it's a no-brainer. No-brainer.
Me as well.
The slow eater.
I'm going slow eater.
Slow eater, yes. Every time.
Slow eater.
Absolutely.
Because yes. I'm with one.
Slow eater?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a very slow eater. So for me, this is perfect.
Doggone it.
Yes. I love it. What's wrong
with you people?
Well, I don't. You know, look, it's not a race. So for me, like a meal time.
I think it depends on the meal, though. Like if it's the weekend and I've made breakfast, for some reason that gets eaten pretty quickly.
But really? Especially if it's hot.
Yeah.
Like eggs cool down quickly and all that kind of thing. So I do tend to shovel those down. I've slowed down only because I'm getting older and you have more indigestion issues.
I chew more.
But yeah, I definitely chew more.
That's one lesson. That's one thing, man.
But I honestly eat slow. My daughter eats extremely slowly. So after 14 years, I think I've just learned to deal with it. But in no way is she going to out-eat anyone in any capacity. It's ridiculous.
The good news is when you have kids and they order their remedial food
chicken strips
and yes. French fries. You go, hey, you can bring those out with the appetizers. Mm-hmm. You can bring those out first.
Absolutely.
You can bring that out. If you go in and go back there and I got an extra one sitting in the window, just take it.
But the problem is when you order something like pizza and they bring the pizza out at the same time. And like I said, my daughter has a very odd way of eating it. But even in her odd methodology, she's still very slow about the process of eating. So if we get, say, like two medium or two large pizzas, everyone else has put down about four slices, right? You are full.
Yep, yep.
There's no more. She's on slice one about halfway done, but she wants two. So inevitably, it's like, listen, baby, seriously, man, like we're taking a rest home. She's like, can I have one more piece? I'm like, not here.
Yes.
When we get home,
see, that's not a bad thing.
What you want. I think it is.
Now, I would almost rather be with a slow talker than someone who takes forever, regardless of the speed of their speech, to get to their point. So if it takes you a long time to get from point A to point B, where you hear the guy that calls in, long story short, and we all go, oh, no.
You're lying.
Oh, no. It's going to take forever.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather be with a slow talker than someone who just takes forever to get to whatever point, story, whatever they're talking about.
But I think there's a difference. Like, yeah, if you have a point that you are going to make, I don't mind if you speak slowly. I'll get all the details.
That's it.
If you speak at a regular pace, but I'm beginning to wonder, like, does this story end? That drives me crazy.
I mean, I have a buddy. His wife's a bit of a slow talker.
Yeah.
But she makes very good points.
That's
it. But I have just, over the last year or two, I have made a conscious effort to just be like, just keep your head in the game.
Yeah, right.
She's actually super intelligent and makes great points. But, like, with me and my buddies, we get going. It's like this show. It's just rapid fire.
Yes.
I got to be like,
yes.
Ted, shut up.
Slow down.
Let her talk.
Now,
that's the thing. If you know a point is going to be made, it's like listening to a political speech, right? Most of them are not going to rapid fire. If they're doing a speech for you to hear, they all slow down and speak like this, but they are going to make a point whether you agree with the point or not. And I do appreciate that. But there's other people, they speak slowly and there's no point. And it drives me up a wall. And I feel like I don't know people like that. But when I go to the bar, which I do frequently, every once in a while you get engaged in a conversation with someone and you realize, like, oh my God, it's going to take 20 minutes for them even to get to the point.
Look,
and they're speaking
slowly. We are in the communication business. Our job is to communicate, whether it's good or bad, whatever the deal is, that's our job to do to you, to entertain you, all those things.
Yeah.
The whole building's that way. There are people in this building that if you want to get involved with a conversation, you might as well just sit down. Take your shoes off.
Unpack a lunch.
Put your feet up and seriously laid back in a chair with your hands behind your head and just listen because you've just lost a half an hour of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more of that in this room or this building than there are in my life.
Mm. yeah.
in my life, mm-hmm. on this floor, on this floor alone.
Oh, I heard you say in this room.
Well, no, I mean,
I'll wrap it up, dude.
Actually, we do this for a living. You know what I'm saying? But I'm serious. These other people do this for a living, too.
And it amazes me.
It's crazy that you should charge by, like, the half an hour. I mean, really, there's a guy who has a sign on his door. I won't say who it is, but it's basically counseling services.
Yeah.
The sticker on there says, all right, you know, you just sign up. He should have a sign-up sheet. Like, these slots are taken.
Because, well, without him offering his services, people will spend 25 minutes not talking
on the
about
phone,
work.
You know, even not even in person. I mean, it's the damnedest thing in the world. My biggest pet peeve on this one, though, is the slow walker. And I realize that people get older.
It's not a race, Miles.
Look, my dad and his girlfriend were just in town for 2 weeks. They left yesterday.
How happy now, are you?
Well, they were fine. It was just to get anywhere. To get anywhere, because they could be listening. To get anywhere, all right? It would take, I was like, I will drop you off at the front door of wherever we are going. I mean, at a drive-thru.
Because you're going to park the car and still get through the door before they do.
At the same time.
Yes, we started to walk someplace for dinner. We walked about 100 yards. I said, turn this ass around. I'm driving.
Right.
And the reason we're going to walk is it's not Uberable. It's too short.
You.
It's too short of a way. Also, there's not guaranteed or a lot of parking in this area. I figured we would walk there.
So did you drop them off and then park your car back at your house?
I could have. Okay. No, I ended up driving. I did find a spot. But the whole idea was I just can't wait for this.
Yeah.
And the worst is, I don't know how I do this. Every time in the grocery store, I get behind that slow person. I mean, just really slow. And then I find a way to get around them. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the next aisle. Somehow they're in front of me again.
Yes.
It's like they just appear. I'm like, how did you just jump the aisle?
You have not been moving fast,
right,
but suddenly you...
But suddenly you're in front of me again. Like, how did this happen? And I think that... Yeah.
That's the only place I don't mind.
Well, you treat a grocery store like a museum. And you're the one person I know where, you know, like...
Take your time. I'm in no hurry.
Because you look at stuff that you have no intention of buying. Like, a lot of people...
picking up melons.
But a lot of people grab stuff, and they're debating what they need this or want this or can afford this or whatever it is. And it's understood that that's what they're doing. As we're Ted, we'll investigate all the food. Like, oh, there's no chance I'm buying this, but
might be a future buy.
It could be.
It's like,
oh, you're setting up like a date.
Well, it's like going. It's like Mike and I were talking about last week, right? I don't know why, but when I go to the airport, I gotta go put eyes on the gate, then I can go get food or a drink.
Sure.
Same thing.
What if it's at the end gate?
Same. You gotta get out.
You get on the train to get back on the train.
No. I'll find a spot out there.
That's
same thing at the grocery store. Like, that might be an ice cream sandwich. We can't be eating that on a Wednesday night. Let's scout it out. See if it's there for Saturday.
Now, the one time, my daughter does not necessarily walk slow. All right? I mean, she does not. She's built like me. She's got long legs. Even when you walk slow, you're gaining ground. And I should be super appreciative of this. If you go to a museum or go to the zoo, like, people look at animals for a second, you move on to the next thing. If you go to the museum, you look at something for a second, you move on to the next thing. To my daughter's credit, although, man, it is long. But no, to her credit, man, because she absorbs everything. We went to the Natural History Museum in Washington, D.C. This is like the premier one.
Awesome.
It is phenomenal. Even if you don't think you're interested, you would be interested. She's just more interested. So what we realize after being there for about 20 minutes.
She's reading all the stuff.
Every single one, right? So, and granted, it's just a plaque. It's like the size of an index card. That's the info they're going to give you, right? It's not a novel, but. When there's that many displays, we realize, like, oh, my God, she's on maybe the fifth display. We have seen about half of the entire first floor. And you circle back and find her. She's now moving on to the sixth one. But she stands there, reads each and every frickin' plate. We took her to the National Zoo. Had a bunch of family. Went to the zoo. Having a good time. Everyone else has left us in the dust. I told my wife, I said, I will stay with her because each and every cage we go to, I'm like, look, you know this is a lion. You can look at it and identify
that's a lion.
But you're still going to read the thing that it says about the lion.
King of the jungle.
Somebody put effort to put all that on there. And look, by God, she is going to read
it. If you're the person that puts the effort into the info plaques at any museum or any zoo or anything like that, don't think that your effort is wasted. My daughter reads each and every one. Like I said, I love the fact that she wants to know and she retains it all. And trust me, you spend an entire 6-hour plane ride with her regurgitating everything she learned about chimpanzees that went extinct 1,500 years ago and why they're different than the chimpanzees
now. Can I ask a homework question?
Just real quick. What? Did you see the cheetahs? at the National Zoo.
I don't recall, maybe.
All right, because the cheetah thing takes a while. Then at the end of it, you like spin a wheel to see if the cheetah ate you.
Oh, okay. No.
Whoa.
Did not do
okay.
that.
Did All right, so that. Here's the question. The lion is the king of the jungle.
Even though it lives not in the jungle.
In a safari. Mm-hmm. Why is it called the king of the jungle?
I don't know.
Shouldn't a tiger be the king of the jungle?
Tiger is the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
The lion does not. No. So how did it earn that? That's like me being the king of the icebergs.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. I've never seen one.
Well, I mean, I think it's a miss. The title is wrong.
It absolutely is.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like, isn't one of the royal family, the Prince of Wales?
And they're not.
They don't live in Wales.
They don't live in Wales.
They just assigned it to him.
Right.
Right. Like, so some idiot just like, went, he's the king of the jungle. Probably saw one of them and just was like, I don't know, it's a big cat.
Jungle
so wait a minute. Like, you guys are telling me that song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, The Mighty Jungle, that's not where the lions sleep.
No.
That song's been a lie this entire time.
Well, no, I can't say
exactly.
I don't know where lions sleep, but when they are awake, they are not in the
jungle. Just takes a bus to the jungle.
Maybe they fly back to the jungle. It's like the crows go to Bothell or whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
Like when Africa sings about the rains down in Africa.
Yeah.
And the guy says he misses them. No one misses the rains in Africa. It's monsoon season.
Oh,
it's flash flooding.
Also,
my daughter lives there. She was in knee-high water. No one misses the rains there. They need the water, but when it rains, it's devastating.
And also, he's never been.
It's devastating.
He even said, oh, dude, I've never been there. I just wrote a song.
Why you blessing the rain?
The ground is so hard, it doesn't absorb the water.
Yeah.
So it just rushes. You know, like, you know, heavy rain, not going to go in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what happened in Texas. It's awful. So that's what the rain is like in Africa. Honest to God. So no one misses the rains in Africa. They're like, holy
cleansing.
Crap.
No, but he
holy
does.
Crap, it's coming. You know what I mean? Like, hold on to your kids.
Right.
They have life vests in the village. Did you know that?
Well, no, I did not know that. Why would I know that African villages have life vests?
They do.
I'm sure my daughter knows because she read it somewhere.
They do.
Thrill should know it. All right, Miles.
Yeah, they do.
You're making me self-conscious because when I was a kid, I think it was like I was in eighth grade or something like that. No, sixth grade. Went to Washington, D.C. My favorite place that we went to was the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
I sat there because they've got the Gettysburg Address up there. I read the entire doggone thing, and there was even a picture of me taking it.
Should have taken that long. It's a 3-minute speech.
That's the thing.
I was reading the plaque.
He literally delivered a 3-minute speech, man.
It's in really big words.
It's not an address.
Well, it's in sixth grade.
It's a briefing.
And I did not mind her read. Like, she
four
read,
scored 7 years ago?
Yeah.
She read all of that, and I was cool with that because it meant something to her. I'll tell you my biggest fear with her, and I wish I was making this up. Luckily, this did not come to pass. But the one thing we wanted to do was take them to the Vietnam Memorial, all right? Because my son's middle name is the name of an uncle he'll never know because that guy died in Vietnam. So we wanted to find his name. And let my son try, and it hit him. You know, he really understood. And when they looked at this wall and saw the names, my son even asked me, this is all the people that died in all the wars? I said, this is all the people that died in Vietnam. And you could see that it had this impact on the kids, which is the point. But my wife and I are like, do you think she's going to read every name? Because
Did
it wouldn't. No, it would not be past her to do that. You know, if I said, hey, man, there's 57,000 names on this wall, whatever it is. She might take the time to actually read 57,000, which, would be the greatest honor anyone could have. But it's like, hey, man, time is money, and it's about 90 degrees outside. You know what I mean? So let's find.
Where's Hill over here? There we go. Are they in alphabetical order? Brandon, I feel insensitive.
It is not in alphabetical order, but what they have is if there's a family member of yours or a friend or whoever that passed, what you can do, they kind of have a chart.
Okay.
That'll say if you died like in this year, it'll look on this part of the wall and you can find a name. It is a very powerful thing, but I was so worried she was going to read every single name on the wall.
It's kind of like Arlington. Like if you ever go to Arlington National Cemetery, it's set up in like sections and this and that.
Yeah.
And then there's other ways. So you can find specific stuff. But
if you like just had to look for a name on that wall and they didn't give you it would take you a month.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with Arlington. I mean, that's one of the things. It all looks the same.
It looks exactly
like
the
after
same
my dad's service, like we found Looney's tombstone, but like you got to know where you're looking.
How long did it take you to find it?
Longer than I'd like to admit.
Okay. Yeah.
The guy kept giving me specific directions. I'm just like, understood.
But again, it's like giving directions to someone standing in the middle of the forest. And because again, when you look at Arlington, everything looks identical. So it's hard to get a gauge of where
you are. Take a left after the third one over there.
Right. It ain't helping.
No.